Good evening and welcome to the Pacifica National Board's Personnel Committee meeting. It is Friday, August 15th, and it is now 8:46. So thanks to you for those of you who are listening, and I hope you're staying cool. You're in a cool place, not like me on the East Coast or other folks on the East Coast who are just burning up. I am Nia Bediako, the chair of the Personnel Committee, and Teresa Allen, our secretary, is here. If you could please call the roll.
Okay. Madam Chair, would you seem to have the names handy right there. Do you mind doing it, and I'll just make a notation?
No, I don't. Did I say August 15th? I thought I said August 5th. I'm sorry. It is August 5th. Okay. Teresa Allen?
Present.
Lydia Bazar?
Are here.
Okay. Isia Wangaza?
Chair.
Marcel Reed?
Here.
Andrea Turner? Okay, here she's coming. And I'm Nia Bediako. And we have quorum? 5. Okay. Tonight's draft agenda is 1, call to order and roll call, 1 minute. 2, approval of agenda for 5 minutes. 3, approval of the minutes, 5 minutes. 4, discussion and approval of draft executive director evaluation timeline, 10 minutes. 5, discussion and approval of draft executive director evaluation, 60 minutes. 6, review action items, 5 minutes. And 7, it should be adjourned. That's the best, we say the best for last, which is adjourned. Are there any amendments to the agenda? Okay, hearing none. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
I move that we approve the agenda, Teresa.
Okay, thank you. Is there any objection to approving the agenda? Okay, none. Thank you very much, ladies. Okay. Teresa, you didn't get to those minutes, right? So item number 3, okay, not a problem. Number 4, discussion and approval of draft executive director timeline for evaluation process. Is that Andrea?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, Andrea will be marked present. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So for the timeline, there are only 3 of us who are by computers. So, Marcel, would you like to read the proposed timeline, please?
Proposed timeline for 2011 ED evaluation process. Note that survey dates would also apply to the ED self-evaluation. Personnel Committee approval of survey 9/16. PNB approval of survey first choice approved at in-person meeting 9/23 through 26. Survey sent out 10/12 to be returned by 11/2. Second choice, approve on PNB conference call 10/26. Surveys sent out 10/28 to be returned by 11/18. Personnel committee analysis of data and report creation, first choice 11/4, second choice 11/21. Personnel committee meeting with ED to discuss her response, first choice 11/18, second choice 12/5. PNB meeting to discuss committee report and ED response, first and second choice, 12/8.
Okay. Thank you, Marcel. So do I need to elaborate? I know you guys have had it for a while. Is there any objection to this? Any suggestions? So everybody's pretty happy with the timeline? Okay. So,
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, I'm really happy with the timeline, but I think that what we have to do is really be united in having it moved up as one of the priority committees to be heard, or at least the motion to be moved up on the next agenda so that we can stick to the timeline as a full board support and move forward.
Okay. So that's the motion you're making, Lydia?
I don't know that it requires a motion. I'm just saying that we need to do that at the meeting.
Okay.
If you'd like to have a motion, happy to move it.
Yes, could you please? Because folks are getting so technical. So let's not for my sake, you know that.
Right, okay. So I move that we move this item to the front to a point in the agenda of our next PMB meeting to where it can be heard and voted on.
Okay. So Teresa,
because my motion can't be more specific. I don't know what the agenda will look like. So.
Right. So.
But let's just say this is a time sensitive. I move that this time sensitive item of the personnel committee be moved up on the agenda to ensure that it will be acted upon by the PMB. I'm walking, so I can't. I hope somebody got that.
Lydia Brazon moved that this time-sensitive item be moved
up on the agenda. For approval at.
And maybe we should specify that the time-sensitive item of the timeline for the evaluation, blah blah.
Okay.
So that we know what it is we're moving.
Time-sensitive item. Of the timeline.
Okay, Lydia Brazon moved that the ED timeline approval be moved up on the PNB agenda.
That
put from the personnel committee.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Liz.
That was it.
Okay. Move that the time sensitive item of the ED timeline, right?
ED evaluation timeline.
Okay.
Okay.
Got that, Teresa?
Lydia Brazon moved that the ED evaluation...
The time sensitive.
Okay. ED evaluation timeline be moved up on the PNB agenda for approval.
Could you read the whole thing again, Teresa?
Just a minute. Okay. L. Brazon moved that the time-sensitive ED evaluation timeline be moved up on the PNB agenda for approval.
The next regularly scheduled PNB meeting. Okay. Is there any objection to the motion, to that motion? Okay. Hearing none. Now, the actual proposed timeline. Can I get a motion to approve that, please?
I so move.
Okay. That was Ifia?
Yes.
Okay. So Ifia moved the approval of the proposed timeline. Is there any objection to that? Okay. We have that. Thank you very much, ladies. Okay, moving right along, and that took less than 10 minutes. Thank you very much. Now, for the biggie, the next item is the actual draft of the Pacific Executive Director Management Evaluation Survey.
I'm sorry. Item number 5 on the agenda is the draft ED what did we just pass? Sorry.
We just passed number 4, approval of the draft executive. Let me just give you the whole thing. The proposed timeline for the 2011 executive director evaluation process.
Say that one more time.
Sure. Proposed timeline for 2011 executive director evaluation process.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All righty. Now, we move to the actual Pacifica Executive Director Management Evaluation Survey, the draft. I will read the cover letter, if my eyes can hold on here. Unless Teresa, would you like to read it?
No, I'm good. Please.
Okay.
I'm still typing. I'm sorry. So.
No problem. The message below is from the chair of the Personnel Committee of the Pacifica National Board. And just to let you know, this I took from last year. I took most of it from last year that was approved. So it is hoped that this, you know, will not be too much of an issue. Let me start over. The message below is from the chair of the Personnel Committee of the Pacifica National Board. It's time for the annual evaluation of Pacifica Executive Director, Arlene Engelhardt. We need your input for this, so please help us evaluate the ED's job performance by completing the survey. It should only take a few minutes. The Personnel Committee of the Pacifica National Board has prepared this survey to help assess the ED's performance to date and to collect feedback useful to her and the PNB. We prefer that you click on the link below, which I will establish, and fill out the survey online, as it's faster and easier for both you and the PNB Personnel Committee, and it's easier for you to remain anonymous. However, if you prefer that we mail you a hard copy of the survey so you can fill it out and mail it back to us via UPS postal mail, then please reply to this message, keeping the subject the same and adding send me a hard copy, unquote, to your reply text. Please do this as soon as possible so there will be time to send you the hard copy and for you to return it. The survey process has been designed to protect the anonymity of respondents and the confidentiality of information regarding personnel matters. The responses, including contents, will be shared with members of the Pacifica National Board with our ED, but no information that identifies you, example, name, email, address, etc., will be given to them. If you want to send any messages to the PNB Personnel Committee, send them to, and I'm going to create a new Google's group, so because that one I'm getting too much spam. It's just too much nonsense that's going there. So I will create another one over the weekend. And then I have, please click on the link below to go to the survey. It's best to do it today so you don't forget. The deadline for submitting your survey responses is midnight, Pacific, and, you know, I'll give all the time and a date to be determined. Thank you for participating in our survey. Your feedback is important. Mia Bediaco, Chair, PNB Personnel Committee. And that's the cover note. So, any comments? I have a comment. When we met in Houston earlier this year, when we were seated, a couple of board members said to me that they didn't complete the survey because they didn't think it was anonymous, and another wasn't anonymous, that they didn't like the fact that the comments went to the executive director. So I don't know how you guys feel about that. So that sentence, in the 1, 2, 3, 4, in the fifth paragraph, where it says the responses, including comments, will be shared with members of the Pacifica Board and with our ED. I don't know how you guys feel about that. Is there that sentiment among you ladies on the committee? I'll take a stack if anybody wants to speak to it. Hello? Is everyone overheated?
Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you, Marcel. Go ahead.
This is Lydia.
Oh, yes. Lydia. I'm sorry. Sorry. Go ahead, Lydia.
Here's my only concern, is that I know when we did a GM evaluation here, it was actually fairly easy, even for those of us that were on the committee, to pretty much determine who the anonymous comments were, not by the contents, but by the phraseology, by the grammar, by the handwriting, you know, so many things. So certainly staff would be able to determine that, although this is by computer, so you wouldn't have the handwriting issue. So I don't know how I feel about that. whether it could be, I don't know. I mean, I'd like to hear what other people have to say. But I do want to say that if we do this, I don't think it's out of the question to that we consider that people will be able to be identified even if they, it is anonymous. Also, someone can pretend to be somebody else. So, by the same thing. This is, after all, Pacific. Anyway, but the point is, I say that in jest, of course. But anyway, I don't know. What do other people think?
Okay. I'll just... any comments? Marcel, Ethie, Andrea, what do you guys think?
Ethie,
I would agree.
Okay, I heard Ethie, and I think I heard Andrea. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Ethie.
I don't know that I was thinking about having been on the committee the last time around. I thought that or maybe in more general terms, I mean, I just don't think that folks' so-called fear of anonymity is founded. Let me put it that way. And if one wants to figure out who said what, it has to be, it's more likely than not grounded in the experience and exchange that's gone on between people. So, and whatever the feelings are in those relationships will not be new to anyone involved, and certainly we're not expecting them not to be those feelings not to be a part of whatever evaluation, whether the general feeling of actual anonymity or not. So I don't see it as a real issue. I'm much more concerned about having an instrument that in fact measures the performance of the staffer than I am about whether or not one of the PMB members or others, staff and such, knows that what comments came from where.
So, okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I would just add that I think that's our job, not playing psychologists.
Okay. Andrea, you're next.
Yeah, ditto that. I just think that we should go ahead and accept it the way it's written already and not play like we're psychs in this one. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Marcel? Marcel? Teresa? Marcel or Teresa, no opinion?
I must admit, I'm a little bit distracted. I'm cutting and pasting the timeline as we speak, so I'm sorry. Pardon me.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you, Marcel.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was on mute.
Uh-huh. Do you, go ahead.
Do I agree with the Afia and Andrea? Yes, but I also understand the concern. I think you want to produce an environment where people will speak freely. And for whatever reason, as someone else said, it's Pacifica, and I believe people are frightened of, you know, real or imagined retribution. So that would stop them from speaking freely.
Okay. All right. So, except for who's busy typing away, I think I would just like to unless someone has something burning, something different that burned, that they would like to say, I think I will just ask. So are we saying we're going to accept the paragraph as it's written? Should I bring it to a vote, or what?
Yeah, I'm not gonna. This is Lydia. I'm not gonna object. So, I call the question.
Okay, great. Alrighty. So, can I get? I guess I should. I don't have to do them piece by piece because you guys are pretty cooperative. So the cover letter is good. Let's go on to the actual evaluation survey. I guess Marcel, it would be up to you and me, because the person's with the two weakest pairs of eyes. Okay. Number one, it says, I'll go Marcel and then we'll just chime in. It will put my TMJ along the way.
Okay.
The survey covers the duties, responsibilities, and expectations of the Pacific Executive Director as provided in the job description. Please refer to relevant sections of it below when considering the questions on the survey. Please complete this questionnaire on the basis of your experience and knowledge of the Executive Director's work from December 31st, 2010 until the present. Thank you for participating in our survey. Your feedback is important. Question one. Please check which of the following applies to you. Your responses will be anonymous, and the ED will not know who has responded to this survey and who has not. And the categories are a member of the Pacifica National Board, in parentheses PNB, other LSB member on a Pacifica National Committee, and employee or counsel. And in parentheses, we have permanent / interim unit heads, all national staff and foundation council. That's what that category is for. I would like to stop there. And what I did, I combined all the other functions. Let me just get to the way it was before when we did it last year. That's when I think Marcela Ethea and I, we were on that committee, right? I'm forgetting. What they had last year was they had PNB. Oh, shoot. Where was it? I don't have that here. And why don't I have that here? Shoot. But in any case, I thought it would be a better idea to put employee or counsel, because it was expressed last year from what Bill said, if you guys remember, that there were some staff members who were a little apprehensive about completing the survey because they thought that it could be traced back to them. So doing employee or counsel, it is hoped that that will allay some of those fears. I don't know if you folks agree with that or not. So are the categories...
Did you ask?
Go ahead, Lydia.
Sorry. Did you ask counsel?
I didn't ask him.
In the absence of HR, that might be a good idea. Because I don't know if that role is compatible with that full category, but maybe. I don't know.
Excuse me, point of information?
Sure.
I didn't understand, I didn't get the last part of the concern.
Yeah, if my memory serves me correctly, Bill said that there were certain staff members who were concerned about filling it out, because I think it asked to check off, like, a station, national office, affiliates. It gave more detail as to where those folks worked. So that's why I figure if I said employee or counsel, and then in the parentheses say who the employee is, right? The permanent / interim unit heads, all national staff, and of course it would be foundation counsel. that maybe that might help to allay some of those fears, like I said.
So, Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
I'm confused. So are you saying that by adding one more person, you think it would resolve the problem, or you think because it's an attorney and it would be,
No, because it just simply says employee. It doesn't say national staff. It doesn't say radio station staff or general manager
I see. It doesn't designate. It just says employee.
Employee, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I wasn't.
Yeah,
sorry,
I would support that. I can see that because it doesn't go to that many employees, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. Right.
Okay. So, is there any objection to number one? Okay.
Bear with me 1 minute here. Let me pull it. I want to pull it back up because I am. Going back and forth, since I assume that in these minutes I will be referring to attachments. If I understand correctly, we just did an approval of the email invitation already. With it passed without objection. You wanted to call that an email invitation?
Yeah, you can call it that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and now what exactly is on the table here?
Is number one. In terms of the persons that the evaluation survey will be going to.
Please check which of the following applies to you. That's what we're talking about?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And is there a motion? We're just approving. We're approving. Just please check which of the following applies to you, and your responses will be anonymous, and then just what's in black, because the item that I'm looking at is the one that is black with some items in blue that are crossed out.
Oh, you're looking at the, what are the one without the track changes? You're looking at the one with the track, I sent both, with track changes and without track changes.
Okay.
For me, the one without the track changes is easier to work with. I just put that there so folks could see what I worked from.
Well, when you sent me when I'm looking at what you sent to me on Thursday, August the 4th, at 6 p.m., you sent me a timeline, and then you have a draft. It says ED Evaluation Survey 2011 without track changes and then one with track changes. Let me look at this out.
Right.
Also has some things that are crossed out.
The one with track changes has, because I'm looking right at it, and I printed it from what I sent to you guys, so we have the same thing. You see the one on the side? I use my husband's signature, so it actually says his name. You see on the gray side there?
I'm looking at third submission, draft ED annual evaluation and timeline.
Yes.
And then there are three attachments. One says draft ED evaluation without track changes, and one says draft ED evaluation survey 2011 track changes.
Right, with track changes, yeah.
So you want the one that just says track changes.
Yeah, just look at the one with track changes. That's easier to follow, Teresa.
Do I understand correctly, it does have some sections that are blue and crossed out.
Mine is in black and white right now because I printed a large copy.
Okay.
But whatever the color is, track changes are usually in blue, I guess blue and red.
Okay.
So I'm saying don't use that one. Use the one without track changes. It's probably easier for you.
All right. Well, both of the ones that I look at have the blue items that are crossed out.
Okay.
So
you're not. Then you're not looking at the.
One says.
Are you having that problem, Marcel, or are you looking at the one with without track changes?
I'm looking at the one without track changes.
Okay.
So, well, when I click on the one that says without track changes, it still has some things that are crossed out and are blue for some reason.
Okay. Click on the other one.
I've clicked on both of them, and they both have things that are crossed out that are blue.
Okay.
Would you identify that, where they are, and I'll look in mine as well.
Okay. Right. So.
They both say draft 2011.
Teresa?
Yes.
Okay. Why don't, since you're typing, right, between Marcel and me, we'll go through this, and then as we go, you and I could take this offline, because I don't know why you're seeing something different. And Marcel and I have the width track check.
You might want to just send it to me again.
Let me send you the one without the track changes.
Okay.
Hold on.
Maybe this time it won't have those blue things.
Okay. Not a problem. Hold on. In the meantime, I'm sorry, folks. Just a second.
I didn't have that problem with the timeline.
No, there were no track changes on the timeline. Teresa, where are you, Teresa? Teresa. Okay, hold on. Okay. I'm sending it to you now.
Okay.
I just put ED survey in the subject so that you can have it. Okay.
Okay. Thank
you. Okay. No problem. So let's move on. So folks are happy with that category, right? We're gonna try to do as much of this as we can. So that is Friday. I'm sure folks don't want to stay on the phone all night. And of course, there's usually strongly disagree, agree, neutral agree, strongly agree. Those are not applicable. Okay. It means you do not have direct experience or have no opinion regarding the matter. And it just says to click on the numbered button for each question. I'm not going to read that because I have to set all of that up. Is that okay with everybody? Okay. For number two, the Pacific Executive Director, ED, in parentheses, works effectively on key financial issues. And there are three items: ensuring the return of fiscal soundness to the foundation, ensuring that expenses do not exceed income, even if lower than budget, in all units of Pacifica, and develop, support, and execute effective fundraising strategies. And those items came from the job description, and they're items 4, 19, and 22. And that was how we did it last year. Right, Marcel and Nafia?
Yeah.
That was the way we did it then. Okay. So is there any objection to those for the key financial issues? Okay. Should I take silence as okay? All right.
I'm sorry. Bear with me 1 minute. What exactly did we just approve?
Okay. We just did number two.
Number one was passed without objection, and number two was passed without objection.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. No problem. Okay. Number three, Marcel, I will do this until I get a little tired, okay, Marcel? So my eyes wouldn't really get focused anymore. Number three. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'll do three and four, and we'll give you a rest.
Okay, go ahead.
The Pacifica Executive Director, ED, handles other financial responsibilities underscored, well, including, and the items are listed, developing fiscally sound budgets and thereby setting spending priorities with appropriate personnel. Two, reviewing financial statements with the Chief Financial Officer, in parentheses CFO, to ensure accuracy, completeness, and clarity. Three, timely acknowledging major contributions and support, and four, bringing contracts to the PNB for review as appropriate. CED job description below items 21, 23, and 24. One, strongly disagree. Two, disagree. Three, neutral. Four, agree. Five, strongly agree. NA, not applicable or no opinion. And then comment.
Okay. Is that okay with everyone for the other financial responsibilities?
Is that also from the job description?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Those items 21, 23, and 24.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Afia? You okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any objection to number three? Okay. Go ahead, number four, Marcel.
Andrea,
are you still here? Okay, maybe she's gone. Okay, number four.
I'm here. Hi.
Would you like to read, or you want Marcel and I to continue?
Could you continue?
I'm sure. Not a problem. Not a problem. Just ask.
I'm multitasking as we go through this.
I understand. Go ahead, Marcel.
Okay. Number four, the Pacifica Executive Director, (ED), effectively promotes and coordinates _outreach, promotion, and marketing activities to help Pacifica to maximize its audience while staying compliant with, compatible with the Pacifica mission. See ED job description below items 30, 33, and 34. That's in parentheses. One, strongly agree. Two, disagree. Three, neutral. Four, agree. Five, strongly agree.
Is that okay for outreach, promotion, and marketing? Okay. Number five, Marcel, and I'll help you with six.
The Pacifica Executive Director, (ED), handles _ personnel management duties well, including selecting, coordinating, and reviewing key personnel, establishing clean, consistent, and attainable job performance standards for all staff, ensuring proper training, professional, and anti-discrimination for all personnel, guaranteeing that any grievances are addressed and resolved in a fair and timely manner, ensuring compliance with all laws as well as Pacifica diversity and equal opportunity goals. Parenthesis, CED job description below items 5 through 10 and 15 through 18. The categories are 1, strongly disagree, 2, disagree, 3, neutral, 4, agree, 5, strongly disagree, and not numbered, but NA, equal not applicable or no opinion, and then comment.
Okay. Is there any objection to those? All righty.
Pardon me, what number was that?
That was number 5.
Thank you very much.
Sure. You're welcome. You want to keep going, Marcel, or you want me to do?
No, I'll do 6.
Okay.
The Pacifica Executive Director, (ED), effectively facilitates governance, _, by the PMB and its committees, and communicates, _, well and in a timely manner with the PMB, period. And in parentheses again, the ED job description below items 11 through 14. Answers are 1, strongly disagree, 2, disagree, 3, neutral, 4, agree, 5, strongly agree, unnumbered, NA, not applicable, or no opinion, comment.
Okay. And that one's pretty straightforward. I just took them straight through. I didn't alter anything. 11 through 14. Okay. Is there any objection to that?
What are we just doing? We're doing 11 through, what are we doing? What numbers are we doing?
We just did number 6.
6, okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay. Keep going. Okay, number 7.
The Pacifica Executive Director, ED, is underscored, effectively managing litigation and mitigating risk by adopting and enforcing appropriate human resource policies, comma, and assuring that all legal matters are promptly reported to the PNB, comma, and underscored. Other duties listed in the job description under the headings of programming and legal. Well. It's in parentheses, under the headings of programming and legal. Well. And then in parentheses, CED job description below items 31 and 32.
Right. And those are there. Okay, great.
Okay. Answers are 1, strongly disagree, 2, disagree, 3, neutral, 4, agree, 5, strongly disagree, and unnumbered NA, not applicable or no opinion, comma.
Any objection? There really isn't much to object to, right? They're right. Ooh, job description. Okay. You want to keep going, Marcel?
Okay, I'll do 8. The Pacifica Executive Director, parenthesis ED, ensures that, underscored, network and station programming are mission compliant, comma, and that national programming covers major political and cultural events and topics, comma, and is produced in a way that provides opportunities for involvement by paid and unpaid staff throughout the network and among affiliates. Parenthesis, CED job descriptions, items 325 through 28. 1, strongly disagree, 2, disagree, 3, neutral, 4, agree, 5, strongly agree, and then NA.
Okay. No objections to that, right? Okie dokie. You want to take a break, Marcel? You want me to do 9 and 10? Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. We're at number 9. Okay, Teresa, you with us?
I am with you, but
okay.
I have not received your email. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I did. I sent it. And it
okay,
hasn't...
well, is it coming from the same email that you usually send me things from?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The same one that you got the originals, that you got the agenda from, that you got the third submission one
and
from.
And what is the title of it again, the one that you just sent me?
What's the time limit?
No, what is the title, the subject?
Of the one that I just sent you, I think it's just plain ED survey.
ED survey. I will look for it under that.
Yeah, okay. Not a problem. All righty. We're at number 9. The Pacifica Executive Director, ED, and as Marcel says, underscores and develops affiliate relations and other collaborations, encouraging productive and mutually beneficial relationships. And those are in the job description. This is item number 29 in the job description. And that's, I think this one should be okay. You're fine with this. Right, Marcel? I mean, yeah, I think this is good. Yeah. Any objections to that one? That was an easy one. That was there last year. Okay. Number 10. Regarding your knowledge and... Regarding your knowledge of and experiences with the Pacific Executive Director, the overall performance of the ED is good, and it asks the same 6 categories that we had, strong disagree, neutral agree, strongly agree, and NA. I think that's pretty straightforward. No objections to that, right? 11 is please list the one area or activity
where you believe the executive director is doing an underscore best. That's pretty standard. That's number 11. There shouldn't be any objections to that. And number 12 is please list the one area or activity where you believe the executive director underscore needs the greatest improvement. That's it. Number 12, objections to that, right? And then it says, thank you for your time and thoughts in completing this survey and for your commitment to Pacifica. And that's it. And attached is the job description. And guess what, ladies? We're done. We are absolutely done. That's it. Marcel, you were getting ready to say something?
I'm sorry, I'm a political junkie. I received a call. They told me that the S&P had downgraded the credit rating of the U.S.
Oh, not surprised. Not surprised. That's a whole other conversation, speaking of political.
Absolutely, but good evening.
Is there any objection to any of this? Now, moving along, I have a question.
Point of information.
Sure, Teresa, go ahead.
I have now received the item you just sent me, entitled E-Survey. We have approved every one of the. We approved the email invitation. We approved one through 12.
Yeah, one through 12. Yes.
Okay. But I must say, what I received again has blue sections. It must be the format, you know, that my computer will accept or something. But I can see your corrections on it, so that's not a problem.
Okay.
I think that when I submit the minutes, we'll have to attach the survey to it. But But you might have to look at that attachment because my attachment has the tracking on it. As far as I know, that's what I'm seeing tracking. So
you might have to
take that attachment off. I'll send the minutes to you. And you can check the attachment before you send it out to the committee and the PND.
Okay, no problem. And in the meantime, Marcel, could you do me a favor? Could you please send it to Teresa just to see what it looks like when she receives it? We don't have to go to the call now, but this is just an aside. If you could send it to her to see if it looks any different when she receives it. Okay.
I'll send it to you.
So number six is review action item. Lydia made a good suggestion that with that motion that she made about moving this stuff up on the agenda, should we apply that motion to the actual draft survey? Also, Lydia, what do you think? That was your idea for the timeline. Do you feel the same way about the draft management evaluation survey? Lydia, who's walking around in good old...
I'm good.
Fine.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
Are you making that motion?
I'm muting again.
But Lydia, my question was...
Madam Chair, I move that we move up the survey.
Okay.
And it would... My motion would read... T. Allen moved that the evaluation survey be moved up on the PNB agenda for approval at the next regularly scheduled PNB meeting.
Okay, great. Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none. And thank you very much for that. We did that in less than 6 minutes. It's a beautiful thing. Item number six is review action items. The only action item is that to Marcel to please send Teresa her version of the one without track changes.
Well,
and also, sorry. Go ahead, Teresa.
Madam Chair, would it be an action item for you to get with the PNB chair to get these items on the agenda? Or do we just, or is that just...
Well, that's BAU, so I don't think we need to Yeah, but I'll do that. Not a problem.
Oh, that, just, or that just goes with the committee report? Do we
need
to assume?
I will do that, and I will. If you send me those motions, I will. I'll be more than happy to send them to her. Not a problem. And is there any other comments? Anything else? Okay. Do I hear a motion to adjourn, or you guys have a burning desire to stay on this call?
Madam Chair, thank you so much for pushing this through and keeping us all together. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And guiding us through every item, so thank you, and getting us all to listen carefully.
I have a question.
Yes, go ahead, Teresa.
Do we have any other business that we need to put on the agenda for the next meeting? Is there anything that we need to do in between this meeting and the next? Is there any other project that we're working on?
Well, I tell you what we need to work on. Asiya and Marcel, I keep referring to them because they were with me on the personnel committee. The CFO job description needs to be redone. And to be perfectly candid with you, remember that, Marcel and Asiya? I don't know if that's a task that I have the time to take on. I'm not saying that I won't do it, period. But what do you ladies think? Do you think it's something that we should try to do? Because the CFO job description is just, it needed to be redone. I mean, Bill didn't have time to do it. So what do you folks think?
I absolutely can't take on anything more right now. And who's that speaking?
That's Marcel.
Yeah, I can't do it right now either. This is Lydia.
Okay.
Well, maybe we'll have more energy after the next month. But if we don't put something on our plate, then maybe we can discuss some options at our next meeting. Maybe that will be the item on the agenda, too. See if we have the energy.
Well, the thing is that there are all these steps to actually, if this gets approved at the next PMD meeting, then there are a number of logical steps that follow. How are the forms going to get out? Who are they going to go out to? Blah, blah, blah. So
right.
I would like to put that on the agenda is the next step, right? So that the next steps to moving the timeline forward. That's really general, but in the interim we can fill in the blanks by email. Hopefully let's look back and see everything that has to be done.
Right. Because I agree with that. I have to set up the Google group. I have to get in touch with Bill. So we could do that Zoomerang thing again. That has to be paid for. So I have to be in contact with, I guess, Arlene, Navarre, and Lynn as to how we go about doing that. So there is work to be done.
Yeah, you know, so let's just have that general category. Yeah, have that general category. And maybe we can all, like, take a look at that job description and see how critical it is to change that prior to this evaluation.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
So, Madam,
yes, Teresa?
So do I understand that the only items on the only action items are that you as chair will make sure that the timeline and the evaluation survey get put on the PNB agenda?
Right.
Okay.
Right. And I'll also work out the mechanics of getting a Zoomerang set up and the Google groups. Set up.
And the entire committee will look at the various next steps as well in the interim between now and our next meeting. So I would say we all have action items.
Yes,
the entire
sounds good
committee
to me.
Our action items are to read our email and respond. Okay.
Are you okay with that, Teresa? Okay, but I get a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Okay, thank you. Any objection to adjourning?
No.
No.
Nothing.
Okay, good. Good night, ladies, and thank you very, very
good
much.
Good night.
Really
no, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.